Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, your grateful host right now. We're at the exact halfway point of our August pledge drive. We know there's lots of folks on vacation and whatnot. You know, we're probably working with a smaller pool than usual, but you've been very generous, and we've got $225,000 to raise, and we're a little over $80,000 right now. So we're more than a third of the way there, but you know, half is gone, and a little more than a third of the way fully funded. So we got some work to do, but we're all full of hope and joy here, and a ton of gratitude for those who have helped us out so far. This hour, it's open forum. Tim Staples is our guest, so let me give out that number a couple times before we go to the fundraising, and then we'll get to answering some questions. But that number, if you've got a question for Tim, 888-318-7884. If you are not a Catholic person and you're just discovering us, what a perfect day to call. We'd love to talk with you. All the lines open right now, 888-318-7884. Tim Staples, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of Behold Your Mother, a Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines. Thanks for being with us, Tim.
It is great to be with you, my friend.
We got a match again this hour.
Yes, we do. But, and is it 15,000?
It is not 15,000, Tim.
Is it 20,000?
It is 20,000.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so glad I got to tell you that on the air because the last hour, I didn't mention it to Jimmy before we went on the air, but just today, a gentleman who told Chris he's doing real well in the oil and gas business right now.
Wow.
He gave us $5,000 extra for last hour, $5,000 for this hour. So we're at $20,000 match this hour.
Did we make it the last hour?
And we did make it. Yes.
All right.
Thank you. I was just checking, as a matter of fact, and we did make it.
You know, so, can I say something, Cy? Because you know, I love Cy Kellett, the man. He is the forever optimist, and I'm the guy over here pulling his hair out. Because 80,000 along the way to 225,000, we've got 3 hours left. Yeah, we've got a ways to go, folks.
Yeah.
But you know what? There was something I realized that I should have said yesterday. You know, I mentioned the fact that we're in recession now, and their layoffs are starting in some companies. I just read of some more. But I failed to mention the big I word, Cy, called inflation.
Oh, yeah.
Inflation is absolutely killing families. All of them. And I know for myself, feeding seven kids, you know, this amazing thing happens. I don't know about you guys watching, but I feed my kids, but then they get hungry again.
I know. They just know. They don't stop with this.
It's crazy. I mean, I just got
a few hours later.
Them. Yeah. And already they want to eat again. And you know what, folks? I know, and we know, that people are hurting. I know that inflation is killing the Staples household right now, stuff going through the roof. I get that, and I think maybe that's a reason why we started so slow, Cy.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
We had a slow start yesterday, and we are a bit behind the gun here. But you know what, folks? We're asking those who can. First of all, let's praise God. I want to thank each and every one of you that have called and given. And for many, I know it is a sacrifice during these hard times, but let's really step up to the plate. We need to pray for those who are suffering right now, who are barely getting by, if getting by, folks who have been laid off. But those of you who can, we really need you to step up to the plate. We've got a long way to go. We got to hit that $20,000 match. And most importantly, Cy, we got to get to that $225,000. So guess what, folks? We're going to ask you one more time to step up to the plate. I know you are out there. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. We need those first givers in this hour to step up to the plate. Call 888-291-8000. And remember, those who can, we're going to need you. You know, I didn't mention this yesterday, Cy. But those who are already, you're already, let's say, given $25 a month, or you're given $50 a month, you're given $10 a month, how about stepping it up? Double that. If you're given $10 a month, let's make it $20. If you're given $25, let's make it $50. And remember, because of that match, it is huge for us. $25 a month adds up to $300 a year. But no, it's $600.
Exactly.
When you give that $25 a month, or if you up the ante, those of you that are given $25 right now, you up that ante to $50. And folks, we really do. I want to praise God for, I heard a $5,000 donor called in.
Donna, last hour.
Donna was telling me her first call was from a wonderful lady up in, I think, Washington, who gave $5,000. Man, thank you so much. You guys do not know what that means to this whole building when that happens. So we are asking right now. I know we've got a $10,000 donor listening right now that can call. And I know we've got several more $5,000 donors, and we've got a bunch of you out there that can give that $1,000. Let's step up to the plate. Let's step up for those. And let me tell you, we get the emails, folks who want to give. They really want to give, and they simply cannot because of the things we mentioned before. Those of you who can, come on, right now, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or text Catholic to 24365. That's right. We're here 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
888-291-8000. That was Patricia in Washington who gave that $5,000 gift. God bless you. Thank you very, very much. I just really quick was just checking to see about the international donations. Saw one from Zagreb, Ivana. In Zagreb, that's Croatia. And so thank you very much, Ivana, that just came in today. And then Severin in, watch me try to pronounce a German state here, Sachsen-Anhalt. That's what I'm going with. I hope that has some approximation to how you actually say it, Severin, but thank you very much for that support from Europe, from both of you, and I'll look for more international ones to share with you, but I'm going to go to the phones right now and let Tim answer some questions while you dial 888-291-8000 and help us use up that $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. We'll go to Paul in Braintree, Massachusetts, listening on the EWTN app. Paul, glad to hear from you from Braintree, Massachusetts. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to speak to you. Praise be the name of Jesus Christ, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Yes. Tim, I'm well aware that one of the sad moments, God forbid, ever happens in the life of a priest, if he, God forbid, breaks the seal of confession,
yes,
which I know results in instant automatic excommunication.
Correct.
But my question is this, bearing in mind when a priest is ordained, he is a priest forever.
Amen.
So it begs me to ask you this. Is there a rule in the church, if a priest does do, unfortunately, ever commit breaking the seal of confession, would he be allowed to go through a lengthy exile period? At some point, would he be reinstated with a lot of penance and so that he could reassume his ministerial duties as a priest? Or is that pretty much as he kaput, if God forbid that happens?
No, he is not kaput. To use your word there, Paul, but you are correct. This is a most grave sin, and it is automatic excommunication. But the good news, Paul, is there is simply no sin that is too big for our God to forgive. As long as there is sorrow, my friend, there can be forgiveness.
Amen.
You remind me of this story, and maybe, Si, you remember who the priest was, but Pope St. John Paul the Great, when he was pope, he met a priest who was living in the streets, a priest who had completely fallen away from the faith, and he was in tattered clothes, homeless, and had fallen into every kind of sin you can imagine. And do you remember what happened?
I don't know this story, Tim.
Pope St. John Paul the Great asked him to hear his confession.
Oh, wow, wow.
And not only was that priest reinstated, but his first priestly act in who knows how long was to hear the confession of a saint. You know, that is the mercy of our God. Thanks so much for your call, Paul. And you know what, Si? I think perhaps this is the most important reason why Catholic Answers needs to be on the air, to proclaim the year of mercy, as Scripture says, because this is what our God is all about. His mercy endures forever. Mercy triumphs over justice. As my friend, who is now, I would bet the house in heaven, Father Groeschel, once said, I remember we were on a panel together, and he said concerning the final judgment, a question was asked about the final judgment, and I remember Father Groeschel saying that if indeed we can say one word on judgment, the only word I will say is mercy. Mercy. And this, my friends, is what we're all about here at Catholic Answers, proclaiming the mercy of God. And you know what, folks? There are millions and millions of people who need to hear that word in a culture like ours that has become absolutely merciless. There's no mercy out there, my friends, in the streets of America and around the world. There is war and there is violence. And we are like a shining light in the midst of the darkness that proclaims Jesus Christ is Lord. And he offers forgiveness. He offers mercy to whoever you are. There is no sin you've committed that he cannot forgive. Folks, can you help us to continue to proclaim that message? Please. Give us a call right now, because this is it, guys. We only come to you guys once every 3 months, right? That's only four times a year, and we ask you to fund this broadcast and help us to do more. We want to do more podcasts, more things. So please, folks, pick up that phone. We've got a long way. We are behind right now, no doubt, toward the goal. But let's step it up. All right, are you ready? You got that pen out. The number is 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. And remember, you can go anytime, no hassle, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can text Catholic to 24365.
We've got some gifts we can give you, and I just want to encourage you again to consider that monthly pledge, becoming a new monthly pledger, because right now there's a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match on this hour. And I'll just explain this real quickly, and then I'll go right back to the calls. So any pledge and any amount given this hour, up to $20,000, is matched dollar-for-dollar. But then there's a second match, $70,000, as a matter, for the entire pledge drive, where anybody who starts a new monthly pledge, they get matched again. So if you were to say start a new monthly pledge for $10 a month, well, that's $30 a month to us. And, you know, over the course of the year, $360 to us. And here's what we can give you if you'll join at that $10 a month. You'll become a member of our Society 315, and we produce special content. We were just in a meeting today talking about an interview we're doing for the Society 315 folks. You get that all throughout the year. It comes into your inbox. You get the Society 315 t-shirt. You get the car magnet for Catholic Answers. You get coupons for the Catholic Answers shop. And that's for $10 a month. And it's tripled right now. Maybe you could do $20 a month. In addition to being a member of Society 315, we'll send you two books, Tim's book, Behold Your Mother, and Jimmy's book, The Bible is a Catholic Book. Maybe you could do $45 a month or more. If you can do $45 a month or more, we'll be happy to throw in the brand new book from Trent Horn, Devil's Advocate, Facing My Inner Anti-Catholic. If you are in an especially blessed situation financially, maybe you could do $84 a month. That comes out to $1,000 for a year. In addition to all those other things, you become a member of the President's Club, which entitles you to call us up and say, hey, you just published a new book. Can I have it for free? And we'll give it to you. Any of our published materials free for a year. In the year that you're a member of the President's Club is yours if you want them. You know, you just call and ask for them. And if you are in a very advantageous situation, maybe you could do $417 a month. That's $5,000 over the course of the year. And then you are a member of our Founders Circle, which comes with all kinds of benefits, including having an apologist available to you and being invited to our Founders Circle weekends, where we plan our years for here at Catholic Answers. If you'll join at one of those levels right now, there's 10 lines open right now, and those are our colleagues sitting by the phone and waiting. If you'd pick up the phone right now and call, I'll go back and take some calls for Tim, and we'll make the show entertaining, and we'll still be able to raise those funds. So I'm going to put it in your hands right now. Can we fill up those 10 lines? Maybe a $10 a month recurring, maybe 20, maybe 45, 84. Maybe you could do a 417 per month. All of it matched dollar for dollar twice right now with every new monthly pledge, 888-291-8000. I said I'd go back to the phone, so I'm going back to the phone. Scott in Virginia Beach, Virginia, watching on Catholic.com. We're glad to have you, Scott. Go ahead with your question for Tim. No, Scott?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott. What's on your mind, brother?
Hi. So my question today is regarding Catholic-Mormon discussions. So I was discussing with a Mormon various theological things, and I was trying to sort of argue for the Catholic faith and tried one line of reasoning, using Aquinas' argument for motion to say that their idea of God being once man was sort of inconsistent with that. That sort of fell on deaf ears. So I was starting to go into a bit more of a subtler.
No, wait, we lost you there.
Uh-oh. Yeah, okay.
It has a magisterium or teaching authority. And then the issue of the great apostasy came up in that respect.
The great apostasy. Gotcha. Yeah, well, you're just popping in and out, so I'm going to let Tim answer right now.
Yeah, your phone is really breaking up there. But yeah, that's... I think it's an excellent way to go, by the way, in talking with members of the LDS. The nature of God and authority, those are two absolutely crucial questions. But here's the key. Mormons love to go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where St. Paul says there will be this great apostasia, as the Latin or the Greek word says there, or apostasy, a great falling away. But see, I think the key here is that, yes, there will be apostasies. You see that in the Old Testament. Amos chapter 9 talks about an apostasy, and they like to use that prophetically as well. The New Testament talks about an apostasy. But apostasy does not mean total apostasy. In fact, it cannot mean so. Because just as in the Old Testament, you have the high priesthood, for example, in Exodus 28, established by God. You have the Levitical authority in Deuteronomy chapter 17, right? Especially verses, 8 through 12. So even though there were apostasies, there are great apostasies that happen from time to time, and there are apostasies, it was never total in the Old Testament, which is obvious because you have the high priest in existence at the time of Christ, to whom even Christ acknowledges his authority as high priest. You see that in, for example, when Jesus is before the high priest. And so once again, just as in the Old Testament, there are apostasies, but never total. The same in the New Testament. And some examples. In Matthew 28:18, and this is what I do. I say, look, we got to juxtapose the text that talks about an apostasy with multiple texts like Matthew 28:18 through 20, where Jesus says, all authority in heaven and earth has given me. Go, therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them, etc. And lo, I will be with you all days, the Greek actually says, every day Jesus is going to be with you until the end of the age. We see when the angel Gabriel comes to the Blessed Virgin Mary announcing that she is to be the mother of God. What does he say? This child that you're going to give birth to, of his kingdom, there will be no end. That's Luke 1:33. And of course, St. Peter famously, Jesus says, you are the rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not, never, no way prevail against it. So there's many, many more texts we could look at, but that's the way I go, is yes, apostasies, yes, there will be. There are, but never total, my friends, because Jesus promises to be with his church until the end of time. And you know what, folks? That's why we need to hear from you right now, because in the midst of darkness that we are in right now, culturally, we are in such a decline, my friends, in case you haven't noted lately, we don't know what bathroom to go to anymore. I mean, we have such confusion in our culture today. There has never been a more important time for the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ to be proclaimed. And guess what? As Catholics, we're the only ones who possess it. And so we have an obligation to proclaim it. And I'll tell you something, folks. There's not a lot of radio out there or television that's promoting the One Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. But you got it right here, my friends. And we cannot let this thing fail. So, folks, we need your help right now at 888-291-8000. We are we're falling a little behind right now, even to meet our match this hour. And we've got a big goal of $225,000 to bring in here in the next 3 hours, right? Well, the rest of that, yeah. $225,000. But guess what, folks? We're going to do it. Pick up your phone right now. If you've been thinking about calling, we are running out of time. You need to pick up the phone now. We need your help. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, you can text Catholic to 24365 because we're here 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
888-291-8000 is
at least your text will get through 24/7.
No, our materials are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Chris Check, our president is here.
I didn't even put together that that's what the text.
Oh, you're just figuring out why it says 24/365.
I was sitting here when Tim Staples was, see, this is what an apologist does. He breaks it down for you there. I had no idea what 24/365 men at all. I thought that was just like the number that they assigned.
They just picked out a random number.
The Council of Trent taught that.
That's very good. Listen, can I just follow up on something Tim was saying there?
Please
he mentioned how culturally dark things are right now. And I don't know if you've been talking to because I've not been following the show. I've been taking calls, and I want to tell you about one of them. But my friends, if you saw the report yesterday from the state of Kansas, Middle America.
Yes. Come on.
This is Middle America, my friends. 65-35 or whatever it was, 62-30. The margin in favor of taking the lives of unborn babies in a state in Middle America.
Yes.
We're not talking about the kooky left coast or the east coast
no.
or these derisive terms that we apply.
It's home on the
range. You cannot get
this
closer
is the heart
to
of America.
America. And if this is an indication of the culture right now, but I actually have something even more terrifying to tell you. I don't know if you saw this data from Center for Applied Research in the Apostle that those guys do at Georgetown. They come up with very good data. In the year 2000, there were approximately 996,000 Catholic baptisms. In the year 2020, it was about 450,000.
Oh, my goodness.
So there have been half as many Catholic baptisms in the United States over a generation.
Wow.
Yeah, one
and
generation.
And my friends, this number is not going to go up.
Yeah.
If the trend continues, because people are not returning to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass in the wake of all the COVID and the reaction to the COVID, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a dark time. So we have two choices. We can curl up in a ball and complain about how dark it is, or we can joyfully strap on our broadswords here and get out and preach the gospel. And that is what Catholic Answers Live does every single day. Friday to Monday, Monday to Friday, 2 hours a day, joyfully bringing people into the Catholic Church.
Amen, brother.
888-291-8000, my friends. If you have never made a gift, here's something else I want to underscore what my brother Tim Staples said.
Yeah.
He used the word obligation. In fact, my friends, that's not a word Tim uses lightly, because guess what? It's in canon law.
Amen.
If you are a confirmed Catholic, it's in the catechism, it's in canon law, you have an obligation to spread the faith. Now, you're not going to be Tim Staples. I'm not going to be, or Jimmy, or Carlo, or Trent, or Joe, or Cy. Or
these you'd probably Cy.
Well, I don't know. But nonetheless, every single one of us can get our credit card out and become a monthly supporter of Catholic Answers, right?
Yeah.
And if you do during this drive, you are going to have your gift tripled.
Amen.
So your $100 a month to us is $300 a month. Right? Puts you in our 315 Society, puts you in our President's Club, gets us to this matching challenge. And by the way, this is a real match. The money doesn't come to us until we make the money.
Man.
So you have we need to get it. 888 291 8000.
888-291-8000.
Your point is so important, folks. And by the way, Catechism, section 900, if you want to look it up.
Obligation.
It says a right and obligation, right? A right and a duty or obligation to proclaim the gospel by virtue of the fact that we are baptized. And to me, that excites me to no end, because I don't have to call my bishop and say, Your Excellency, can I evangelize my neighbor? No, because you have a right. Why? Through your baptism, you have been called directly by Jesus Christ to evangelize. That's why at Catholic Answers, we don't have to call the bishop every day, do we? Say, is it okay if we proclaim the gospel? No. Even associations, which is what we are, we have an obligation as well as a right given to us by Jesus Christ. And you know what, folks? I said this yesterday, Chris, but if folks could read just some of the letters that we get here at Catholic Answers, if you could have been with me last week in Nebraska and heard, as I traveled from city to city and spoke to 1,000 of our closest friends and had person after person come up and say, I was away from the church. Thank you. Tell Chris, tell Cy, tell Jimmy, tell all of them. I am back in the church because of you guys. I had a guy who was a Baptist, one guy who was an Assembly of God guy. Remember you well, brother. I know you're listening. right now who said to me, Tim, man, I heard you on the radio and you were singing my tune and I am Catholic as a result. Folks, guess what? This is what happens at Catholic Answers. But guess what? It stops unless you guys pick up the phone right now, because you are it for us. Pick up the phone and call right now, 888-291-8000. Think about that. A monthly gift, it's tripled.
Right now.
It just made me realize it's tripled right now. $25 a month becomes $900.
Do you two not listen to me? You got to wait till the other one says it.
888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. We have less than 2.5 hours to go.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Perfect time. We'll be right back with more questions and answers on Catholic Answers Live. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. God is good, and we have every reason to be grateful. Thank you so much to those who have called and supported us. We've got a long way to go, but we still have 2.5 hours to get there of Pledge Drive. Tomorrow we'll do a little bit more of it, and then we won't come to you and bother you again until November. Our policy here is to tell you the truth about what we need and then count on you to get us there. We don't need $250,000. We need $225,000, and that's why we say that number. And if you can get us there, we'll be all set for the next 3 months. And thank you for all the times you have gotten us there. Right now, 16 of our colleagues are on the phones ready to go. 10 of them are on call. So there's 6 lines open still. And you know something, Tim? This entire pledge drive, from the minute we started, we have never filled up all the lines.
And I've never seen that happen.
No.
And I'm telling you, Si, I really do believe that the economy being down as it is, we have a lot of families who are, and you know what, it kills me, Si, the way the politicians in Washington, D.C. will be so glib about, oh, inflation isn't that bad, you know, or whatever. And it's killing people all over this country. So I really believe, I understand, and it makes sense to me why we haven't filled up those lines. But you know what, folks, that's why we need you. Those of you who can, we need you to step into the gap here and make up for those who, and trust me, we get emails from folks saying, I wish I could give, but I can't. We had somebody called yesterday and said, can I just give a dollar?
Yeah.
You know, and plus I'll pay whatever it costs to, you know, send the money through and whatnot. I mean, because these people are struggling. So folks, come on. we really do have a duty and an obligation to evangelize. And many of you don't have the ability to do what we do at Catholic Answers. But the beautiful thing is, when you give, you really do participate in the labors of all, what do we have now? I don't even remember how many full-timers we have here, around 48 or...
Yeah, people are always surprised at how few people work here. We do get a lot done with 48 people. Yeah,
48 full-time people that are like a honey beehive around here, buzzing around getting stuff done. When you give, you really do participate in all of those labors and souls coming to the church, salvation of souls, my friends. So please, 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 those of you who can, I want to ask you once again. I asked you yesterday, because we're doing well with folks stepping up and giving that $25 a month, and that is awesome. But we need some big donors right now, because we've got a long way to go, as Si said. We need that $1,000, $2,000. $5,000 gift, and I am still looking. Did we get the $10,000 gift yet?
We have not had a $10,000 okay. gift.
Well, folks, there is somebody out there right now that can give $10,000, and I'm going to say to you, you will not be sorry on Judgment Day that you gave $10,000 for the salvation of souls, for people coming to the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, being restored to faith, coming to faith for the first time, my friends. You will not be sorry. Call now. We want that $10,000. Yep, $20,000 is fine too.
Yeah.
That $10,000.
Nice negotiating. It just went up, just doubled all of a sudden.
That $10,000 gift, those $5,000, $2,000, $1,000. But folks, I say this all the time and I can't emphasize it enough. Don't let the devil lie to you and say, my $25 is worthless. That is a lie. Not only is it doubled because of our match, and monthly gifts are tripled right now. That is absolutely awesome. Get on the phones, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And remember, you can text to 24365. And yes, that's 24365.
I'm going to go back to the phones and let Tim answer some questions right now. 20 of our colleagues ready to take your calls. 13 of them, well, now 14, just sitting and waiting because the lines have cleared up a bit. So perfect time to call 888-291-8000. Or you can always go safe and secure online and do it yourself at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's see, where am I going?
Christopher.
All right, let's go to Christopher. Christopher in Los Angeles, California, listening on the Catholic Answers app, an app that's being used all over the world, and it's there because our donors paid for it. Thank you for that. Christopher, go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very well, thank you.
My question is, are Protestants living in mortal sin because they are not in communion with the church?
Wow, Christopher, that's a really important question. And the answer is God is the judge of that, not us. But I think you make a very important point because, you know, a lot of times we take for granted as Catholics that we have all seven sacraments. We have the gift of the magisterium, the fullness of the truth, where we can know with infallible certitude all of the most important doctrines of the faith. We take that for granted. Our Protestant friends, Christopher, are at a huge disadvantage because they have grave error in numerous ways. Now, they are at an advantage because they have truths such as the Trinity, the hypostatic union, divinity of Christ, the atonement of Christ, the Bible, and so much more that they have that are instruments of grace for them. But they are at a huge disadvantage because, as you know, Christopher, if anyone willingly and knowingly rejects the truth of the Catholic faith, they cannot be saved. Because Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by him. He said in John 14:6, well, the church that he established is Jesus Christ extended into this world. As St. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23, for example, the church is the body of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all and in all. So anyone who willingly, knowingly rejects the Catholic faith, they will be lost. As I always like to point out at this point, Lumen Gentium, section 14, where the church teaches that anyone who knowingly and willingly either refuses to remain in the church, that is for Catholics, or to enter into it, they cannot be saved. And for Catholics, not only can they not be saved, but they will be held to a much stricter judgment on Judgment Day. So while we don't say that Protestants are, quote unquote, living in sin since they're not in communion with the church, because we believe that if they are invincibly ignorant of the truth and God alone knows their hearts, and if they cooperate with the grace of God that they have, it is possible for them to be saved. But again, they are living in a huge disadvantage. And I don't know about you, Christopher. I want everything that God has for me to get me to heaven. And that's why we need all of you right now to help us. Because that is our mission at Catholic Answers. We want to get everything God has for every soul out there in this world today, and that is the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Faith. We want to get them all seven sacraments, the truths that communicated by the magisterium of the Church that are essential for us to live for God in this world and to be happy with Him in the next. And folks, you can listen to a lot of different broadcasts all over the place, and you're not going to find any that are more faithful to the magisterium of the Church than right here at Catholic Answers. And I will tell you this, from the time Carl Keating founded this apostolate, that has been our goal, that has been our mission, and it continues to be, and we are strict about it. We are about Catholic Answers, not personalities, not what Cy Kellett thinks or Tim Staples thinks. We are about Catholic Answers. And if you want that to continue on the air, please, folks, step up right now. We've got 14 open lines right now. That is way too many. We haven't filled up these lines one time.
Not once.
And folks, we got to do it right now. All right, you've been waiting. You've been, okay, maybe I should. Now, okay, we've got 14 open lines. Pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. We are letting this hour slip away, and we've got a long way to go, folks. We need you to step up right now. Again, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can text 24365, right?
No.
You text Catholic, yes. I'm sorry, to 24365. But folks, one more time, we really need those $5,000, $10,000 gifts right now, that $1,000, $2,000 gift. We really need you to step up right now. We're running toward the end of this hour, my friends. Come on, step up.
I'm looking at the sheet right now, and I see lots of $10 recurring donations, $20 recurring donations. There's a $30, a $51 recurring donation.
Praise God.
So folks are coming through with those recurring donations, and so I just want to emphasize that again before I go back and let Tim answer more questions, that those folks who can make those one-time gifts, that really supplements. I mean, people are coming through for us right now, and I'm very grateful for it, and I want to say thank you for it. But as Tim said, some large gifts here as we close this hour will really put us in much better shape for tomorrow, where if you go by the scoreboard right now, we've got about $123,000 to raise in one day tomorrow. So let's take care of some of that now, would you?
Oh, my goodness, 888-291-8000,
888-291-8000, or as Tim keeps saying, you can go online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'm going to trust you to do that and say thank you and take this opportunity just to go back to the phones and get some more questions answered. And we're going to Lewis in Phoenix, Arizona, watching on YouTube. There's another thing. I mean, we're on YouTube all around the world that people can get us. It's as easy as, you know, opening your YouTube app on your phone, and you've got us. And that's because you paid for that, and we're grateful for it. Lewis, go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey, Mr. Dr. Professor Cy. Hey, Tim.
Yes.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just wanted to ask if and giving examples of confirmation. I know there's some examples in Acts and I think Hebrews, but would it be okay or even correct in saying that in the descent of the Holy Ghost at Pentecost, that was the first confirmation?
Yes, that is entirely correct. In fact, the Catechism says that confirmation is Pentecost extended into the church. So you are absolutely correct. This is why I say to my Catholic friends, you know, they'll be asked sometimes by charismatics, have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Yes. If you're Catholic and you're confirmed, that is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There are many different fillings of the Holy Spirit, but that's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Confirmation is our participation in Pentecost. And I'll tell you what, my brother, there's never been a more important time that we have the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives than right now. And as Catholics, you know, think about this. And I appreciate your call, brother, because a lot of times confirmation and the power of the Holy Spirit is it's almost like the forgotten member of the Trinity, as well as the forgotten sacrament, just how important it is. Because it is, you know, think of it this way. Jesus told the apostles, don't go anywhere, right? Until you receive the promise, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. He says, tarry in Jerusalem, don't go anywhere. And after they received that gift of confirmation, they literally changed the world in one generation. And that's what we are called to do. Folks, we are called to do no less. We are called to change this world in one generation. And how many of you know, with this incredible, I can only call it savagery out there right now, this bloodlust for the killing of babies in abortion is incredible. People are out. I mean, since Roe was overturned, we really see, I think, Cy, this incredibly dark and deep, dark disdain for life, a loss of a sense of the dignity of the human person, when the way that babies are talked about, as Pope Francis has said many times, I think prophetically, the throwaway culture, you know, we just throw babies away because they're an inconvenience. My friends, we've never needed ever before the purity of the gospel of Jesus Christ more than we need it right now. We are to be that light that can shine in the midst of this darkness and tell people, stop the violence. Why do you turn against little babies in the womb and violently kill them? Whatever your situation is, you don't have to resort to violence against the innocent, my friends. Another reason why we need this voice, our Catholic voice, on the air 24/365, my friends, please, can you help us? We help you guys every day. I think you would agree with me on that. We help you every day. We bring this broadcast to you, and we do so much more here at Catholic Answers every day. But we're asking you now to help us. We've got, 12 open lines right now, folks. Please. If you've been thinking about it, we are running out of time. So we've got 16 minutes left on this broadcast, and we need to raise some serious money so that we don't have to raise so much tomorrow. Please give us a call at 888-291-8000. And I promise you, we will continue to proclaim the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As taught by the magisterium of the Catholic Church, we will never deviate. We will never compromise, no matter what anybody says to us about us. We will continue faithful. I will guarantee you that. But we need your help now so that we can continue to proclaim that gospel. Please, folks, pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. We need that $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000 gift. Right now, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, you can text Catholic to 24365. And folks, I know there's some folks out there right now who want to give that $20 a month. You call now. $25 a month, you call now, because that $25 a month means $900 for Catholic Answers right now.
Yeah, given all that matching money, now is the time to use it up. 888-291-8000. Back to the phones I go. Let Tim, Tim, I make you pitch, and then I make you answer questions. And then
hey,
we come back, take a break, and you pitch, and then we get answer questions. All right. We were just talking with Lewis in Phoenix. Now we'll go to Juan. And thank you, Lewis, for the call. We'll go to Juan in Pasadena. Beautiful Pasadena, California, Rose Bowl and all that. Listening on Catholic.com. Glad you're with us, Juan. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Very well. Thank you.
All right.
I've got a question to run her up if there's any time left. So I'm a bit scrupulous, and recently I've been reading a book called Scruples and Sainthood, Overcoming Scrupulosity with the Help of the Saints, just in case you heard of it. And in the book, it mentions that St. Alphonsus Liguori states that an uncertain law can't impose a certain obligation.
Mm-hmm.
So sure. In other words, if I'm unsure of what to do in a given situation, you know, there's no sort of obligation under pain of sin. So this seems a little too good to be true almost. And, you know, right. I thought it was maybe leaning on being a little too lax, but then again, you know, I'm scrupulous. You know, I'm not going to pretend to have clear insight. I'm not a theologian.
Right.
So I just wanted to make sure that I could follow this advice, you know, in good conscience and be sure.
St. Alphonsus is not usually known for being too lax.
That's right.
So I think you might not have to worry about that, but let's let Tim take a stab
at it. Yeah, but, you know, it is a very important question, especially for folks who suffer from scrupulosity. And the answer is yes. You cannot have, I mean, really, this is, it's common sense. You can't have an absolute obligation when you are uncertain of the law itself. That really doesn't make sense. Now, we do have to factor in here, of course, you need to be invincibly ignorant of that because there are those who will, you know, say, well, you know, the Pope just told me yesterday that I can't do this, but I'm uncertain of what he meant. The one thing we always have to say here is you cannot play games with God, right? But if it is genuine that there is an uncertainty concerning the law, then absolutely you're not under obligation to act on that uncertainty. And that's the beautiful thing about our Catholic faith is our Catholic faith exists to give people certainty. This is, you know, Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, if you continue in my doctrine, you are my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. See, living in a state of uncertainty means your life is unstable, right? And even though, again, I emphasize there's no obligation to act on that which is uncertain, the church doesn't want us. Jesus doesn't want us in a situation to where we are just perpetually in, well, I just don't know, I'm uncertain. And that's why we have the magisterium of the church. That's why we have the beautiful catechism of the Catholic Church that I recommend to every human being on the planet. It is so rich, it is so full, and it lays out the teachings of the church with such clarity and beauty, as have our popes. Over the last 2,000 years, ecumenical councils and so forth, canon law, and on we could go. But thank you so much for your question, folks. And you know what, Cy? There's a lot of folks with questions, wouldn't you say, in our world?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How about billions of them, okay, that
right.
really have questions? In all of this age of relativism and there is no truth, you and I know that we are ordered to truth. Our intellects are ordered to know ultimate truth. Our wills are ordered toward choosing the ultimate good, which is God himself. And when you have a culture like we have that teaches relativism, nobody can know truth. Heck, we don't even know what a woman is anymore. We have a Supreme Court justice who doesn't know what a woman is, right? We have this level of absolutely absurdity. There's never been a more important time for the clarity of the gospel to be proclaimed. And let me tell you, when these folks, young people, college students, we talk to them all the time here at Catholic Answers. I can tell you, I had a conversation not long ago with a college student at a local coffee shop. And just in a matter of 2.5 hours, I took this kid from absolute relativism to saying, wow, thank you. I have never heard this before. You mean there's a possibility there is something called truth?
Wow.
And I said, brother, you better believe there is. And that's what the Catholic faith is all about. And I directed him to Catholic.com and to our stuff. And folks, this is why we need to be here. Can you help us out here? We've only got 9 minutes left in this hour, and we are behind. We need your help. Can you call right now, 888-291-8000. I want to see thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of young men like that college student that I talked to come to at least know that there is truth and then come to know truth himself in Jesus Christ. And that's what we're about. But folks, we can't do it without you. We really can't. All right, pick up that phone. We need that $5,000 gift, that $10,000 gift. We've got some $1,000 gifts and $2,000 gifts. I know right now you can call and do it, folks. Call 888-291-8000. And we've got a bunch of $25 a month folks right now that can call. Let's do it again. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000. The total needed to be fully funded to produce all of the programming that we produce, do all of the cutting and editing that it takes to get it onto the various media outlets that we're on, and we're on pretty much everything, including TikTok now, and I don't even know what, basically, how you do TikTok, but it's very popular, and we're on it because we've got people here who do know about that stuff. So let me just tell you, if it costs us $225,000 to pay for all of that, and these wonderful theological experts, these apologists that we have, all of it paid for by $225,000 every quarter. Right now, we're just crossing the halfway mark to be in there. So that leaves us with a very busy day tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Unless we could close out this hour. I wanted to share something with you, Tim, too, because you asked for $5,000 or $10,000 gifts, and Jay in Texas gave a recurring gift of $518 a month, which is more than a $6,000 donation.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks,
God
Jay.
God bless you, brother.
Yeah, and as Tim's been saying and I've been saying, I mean, we really have had a wonderful outpouring of the recurring gifts of $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 a month.
And keep them coming, folks.
Yeah, and that's what's kept us in the game here. That's getting us closer and closer to being there. And then we said, well, we're going to need some large gifts as well, and along comes someone like Jay and does that. Laura in Texas also just came in with $1,000. So folks are responding to that as well. And we're really hoping we'll be there. I think we're going to do another call. I think we have time
to do it.
That's what we love to do. So let's keep doing them. Chris, in New York, you're going to have to be quick, however, if you want an answer from Tim.
I'll be super quick. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, welcome.
Hey, how are you, Tim?
Thank you
for the incredible work you do. You were actually instrumental in my conversion from Greek Orthodoxy to Catholicism,
which is kind of part
of my question.
Okay.
While praying the Rosary as a Catholic,
yes,
I've heard it said that, you know, it's been charged against us that it's like a vain repetition. Why?
Yes.
Why do we not so much so focus on the words of the prayer?
Right.
One could say the Eastern Orthodox could charge us with a vain repetition or not focusing on the words of the prayer. How would you respond to that?
Right. And as you know, brother, there are Orthodox brothers, as you know, that I know who pray the Rosary, by the way. And we even have some Protestants I've found over the years that will secretly pray the Rosary. But having said that, I think the response is this. The Rosary is all about meditating on the mysteries, no doubt. However, you can't use better words than the words of our Lord, the Our Father, and the words of sacred scripture that comprise the Hail Mary as a sort of aid for you to enter into the mysteries. I mean, our Orthodox friends should really understand this because the mysteries of our faith are so rich and so deep, right? We need aids to be able to go into those mysteries. And I find in my own experience, brother, this is not vain repetition any more than the angels crying out, holy, holy, holy for all eternity, right? That's all they're saying, according to, as you know, Isaiah chapter 6, which is referred to in Revelation chapter 4. Those seraphim have been praying at least for 800 years from 700 BC till roughly 100 AD, the same words over and over, holy, 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 Lord God, you know, who was and is and ever shall be. Now, if that is not vain repetition, and of course it's not, then certainly praying the Rosary, the Our Father, and Hail Marys, those are words equal to holy, 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 Lord God, who was, is, and is to come. that aid both the angels to enter into the mystery of God and aid us to enter into the mystery of God as well.
Long way to go, but you can hear the music is playing, so we got to go. Folks will stay on the phones as long as the phones keep ringing. Please make them ring. There's quite a few lines available right now, 888-291-8000, or anytime, day or night, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And we've got time right now. They can still make that $5,000 gift right now.
888-291-8000.
10,000.